job, Brother Jesse, and what a wonderful truth to realize is going to be one day. Amen. All right, we're going to maybe do a little bit different tonight, but we got some folks visiting right here. I believe we've got some folks from New Jersey. Is that right? Stand up and tell us who you are, brother. All right. All right. Well, we appreciate you coming down to be with us tonight. Amen. When you get back up there, if it's cooler, please leave the door open a little bit and blow this way. Oh, been a little bit rough here. Well, good to be in the Lord's house tonight. Brother Parsons is going to help me here. We've had some new students come in, and we're going to let them tell who they are and give a word of testimony tonight. Brother Parsons will help me with that. I want to say this. I appreciate all these young men. We've been at it for several days, folks. I mean, with none to spare, no time to spare, really going after it. And these guys got a good spirit. They even let me holler at them once in a while. You wouldn't believe I'd do that, would you? And they got a great spirit about it, and they're going to get paid for it one day. All joking aside, we do appreciate them, and they've done a great, great job. And Brother Parsons, you want to come say a word and then just kind of start introducing? I'm going to stay up here, and if I don't like what some of them say, I'll say something about it.
All right. We got this thing on. Amen. All right. If you're a first-year student with us, it doesn't matter where you are in school. If you're not a freshman, I know many of you may have a question. If you're a freshman, I want you guys to slip out. And if you are, I think all the guys in the front row, you guys in the second row, go ahead and move back. And the ladies, if you're a first-year student, come on the front row. Guys, you can come over here. Come on. That means move out. Okay. Some of you haven't been on the roof, I can tell. Amen. 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 Just take a seat on the front row. That's the bench right there, Cody. All right. So, amen. All right. Amen. It has been a pleasure this year. We do have a good-sized freshman group, and I hope that you'll get to know each one of them by name. We are working very diligently on getting you guys a brand new prayer guide for this year with their picture and their name on it so that you can pray for them each day and look at their face and remember their name. And they need that, folks. These young people, every year we have a large freshman class, and then it gets smaller and smaller until we get to a senior. That's typically the way it is. Not always, because they leave for the wrong reason sometimes. They promise God they'd go a year. Sometimes they do two and get an associate's degree. But pray for them that God will do the work that they came here to do in their lives. It's been a blessing to me this year as the vice president of the college to see some of our own young people from our day school and even some that have been on our curriculum make that transition. And those of you that haven't had that blessing, it's good to have you as well. Some of them are coming from our graduates that are out pastoring, and they're sending them to us. So that we want them tonight. Listen, guys, as you come up, we want your name, first of all. We want to know where you're from, your church that you're from, and then give us your soul, your testimony of how you were saved, all right? And if you're not saved, we can take care of that tonight. Amen? All right, we're going to start with the guys because there's so many of them. And because I've been around some of them, I was going to alternate guy, lady, but I don't think these guys are smart enough to do that. So guys, we're going to start right over here. All right, that's it. Brother Doug, why don't you kick us off and come up?
And they can't be very long because you got a lot of them.
How you guys doing tonight?
Amen.
It is a pleasure to be here. My name is Doug, and I just finished my time with the Army. And using my GI Bill, I'm going to college here. And I think Brother Seabass just said it best. They are training champions here, and it is an honor, and I say honor, to be with these guys. I was saved in basic training in 1984. I was a Catholic, a C&E Catholic. You guys know what a C&E Christian is, right? Christian, like Christmas and Easter. And we were there all the time, every Christmas and Easter. We were there, midnight mass and all that stuff. My bunk mate next to me said, "You got to go to church with me." I said, "Man, I go to church." He says, "You got to go to church with me." So I went to church. I heard something I'd never heard before. I was amazed. So the following week, I went down and I got saved, and I was just, praise the Lord. And it's just a pleasure to be here with these guys. It really, really is. And it's a blessing. And thank you, guys.
I believe Brother Doug was listening to us, looking at us on the computer or something a long time before we got here.
When
I did it.
you did that, didn't you? When I was stationed around the world in Korea and in Germany and Afghanistan, I had a chance to listen to Landmark over the radio. But of course, it wasn't the radio, it was over the internet. And it was such a blessing to be able to listen to Landmark, especially when church there was just like, oh, everybody loves everybody. And you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but praise the Lord, I heard some good preaching here. So.
That's why I brought it back.
I'm going to move the mic a little closer to him, brother. It's ringing down here. I don't know if everybody else is hearing it, but I'm hearing it. You might want to turn to one point and back at us down a little bit.
Hey. Oh. My name is Zach Terry. I'm from Smyrna, Tennessee, Rutherford County Baptist Church, Pastor Paul Chisdar. And I grew up in a broken home. My mom involved in drugs, my dad an alcoholic. The only way I went to church was riding the church bus. And I thank the Lord for a pastor that was willing to send a bus by my house, willing to pick me up, even though I would get kicked off the bus every other week. But I remember my mom getting saved, and she was going, and we had my uncle's church. She was she just got saved, and she was going getting baptized. And I didn't know what baptism was, so whenever she walked the aisle, I thought she was going swimming in church. So I get up, and I follow her down the aisle. And my uncle says, you got to be saved first. And I praise the Lord, I had an uncle that showed me in the Bible how to be saved, not just threw me in the baptismry, but opened the Bible and showed me. And on July 28, 2008, it's the day that Jesus took his hand from heaven and put it in the pits of hell and grabbed my name out and put it in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I praise the Lord for every moment for that. And one thing I love about Landmark is, you know, being under the, hearing the preaching of Pastor Mickey Carter and how he's standing firm in the faith all these years. And, you know, I look forward to serving y'all here. And thank you.
Amen. Amen.
My name is John Chisgar. I'm from the same exact church Zach's from, and it's from Rutherford County Baptist Church, Smyrna, Tennessee, Pastor Paul Chisgar. And I got saved at the age of 5 at Hammond, in Hammond First Baptist Church. It was a Sunday night, and Pastor Hiles, he was preaching, and the Lord really convicted me, but I didn't do anything. I was 5 years old, so I was like, that's scary. So I waited till I got home, and I went to my dad, and I told him, I was like, Dad, I don't want to go to hell. And I remember, and he's like, he took me to the back room, and we went through the salvation, and then I got baptized that next coming Sunday. And I've heard about, my parents went here when I was younger, that's how they met here, and so I've heard about Landmark all my life, but I've never really been here. So it's been a blessing for me to come here, and the same stories that my parents tell me, it's the same thing. Pastor Carter still preaches the same message, and it's really been a big blessing to me.
Amen.
G'day, how's it going? My name's Cody Officer. I'm, if you can't tell, originally from Florida. No, again, I'm from Australia originally, but I got baptized at Sean Wyland's church down in Lake Placid. So that's the church I come from. My story is a little similar to John's actually, except I was saved at 6 by my dad. I've been in an independent Baptist church my whole life, and there was always, my pastor in Australia loved to preach on hell. He loved it. It was like every second message was a message on hell. And I remember one night having a nightmare, and the nightmare was like, it was like this devilish being, like in like flames. And I was like 6, you know, that's a messed up dream for a 6-year-old, but I was like, that's hell, you know? And so it was like, I woke up at like 1 a.m. and I ran to my dad's bedroom, knocking on his door. I was like, Dad, I don't want to go to hell, you know, like, that's a scary place. I want to be with that guy, you know? And so he was like, okay, son. And he took me and he, at 1 a.m. in the morning, led me to the Lord. So that's that. Oh, and one thing I love about Landmark is that Landmark is strong in its doctrines and is strong in its faith and is uncompromising to the world. I love that.
So. Amen. Amen.
Good evening. Some of y'all wondering, why is this man back up here again? But I'm explaining to y'all why. And it's really my fault. That's why. But I got a confession to make. I got so much to say in just a short amount of time. But I know I said last year, I got saved when I was 18 years old. But really, I got saved when I was 16. I've been saved 4 years now. The only difference is I didn't understand what eternal security was. I was pretty much taught against it, so that's what I went with. But when Brother Jesse explained it to me, I was like, wait, hold on. I've done this already. Why am I asking Jesus to forgive me again when I've already done this? And, you know, ever since then, you know, before all of that, no, I was always dreaming of being this great basketball player. And even though I still play ball this very day, I played today actually with Nico. So I mean, I love playing ball and everything. But, you know, everything changed. You know, when I was a sophomore in high school, you know, everything changed. You know, even at that time, I played football and everything. But I quit. And I was like, man, this stuff don't mean nothing. Because I realized, you know, that there was a greater cause than going to the NBA or going to the NFL. All that stuff didn't matter. And I was like, man, you know, I became miserable. You know, I became like, bro, like this stuff don't mean nothing. So, you know, I was like, I quit. I quit basketball that same year. You know, I began to serve Jesus Christ. I began to read my Bible more. You know, I didn't understand the difference between the King James Bible and all the versions. I remember my grandma brought me an English Standard Version Bible. And she had a King James Bible. So I was like, Grandma, I want to read your Bible. I don't want to read this new version. Even though I didn't understand that, I still liked the older version. But, you know, I come from Countryside Baptist Church. I didn't get saved in one, but that's where I come from. And, you know, the thing I like about Landmark is I really appreciate, you know, Dr. Carter is. And the main thing I see in his preaching is he's very real about his preaching. I believe that, you know, more than the preaching, I've heard so many preachers preach, he is like, you can't, to me, in my eyes, I see him different. Like, he's very transparent. He tells it like it is, and I really appreciate that. And that's all I was going to say.
Amen. Amen.
Good evening, church. My name is George Sayers. I'm from the Bahamas. And I attend the Liberty Baptist Church under Pastor Ricardo Lee Sr. back at the Bahamas. I would just like to thank the Lord for my salvation. I was saved at the age of 12 after Brother Cinder Sullivan, that's a former student of Landmark Baptist College. He invited me out to church. He knocked on my door and he invited me out to church. And I would just like to thank the Lord for him being a soul winner, just for coming to my house and inviting me out to church. And I was saved at the age of 12. I was called to preach at the age of 17. And my pastor recommended Landmark Baptist College to me because mostly half of my church probably came to this college. And I would just like to thank the Lord for that, just for calling me to preach, and just a strong Bible-believing college that stands fast on sound doctrine. Just like thank the Lord for Pastor Carter, just for his belief and standing strong to sound doctrine also. And the first thing my pastor said to me before I came over here is, whatever Pastor Carter says, stand with him. And I just thank the Lord for that. Thank the Lord for him just for being a strong man of God. And just pray that I just do well in my college life these past 4 years. And that's it. And my life verse is Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created.
Amen.
I'm Steve Murila from Kenya, Africa, very far away from here. Me coming here was not easy, but I really thank God for everything that he did to me, and I'm coming here to study missions, to go back to Africa and all over the world, spread the gospel. I was saved when I was 6 years old, I attended one of the our youth camps back in Kenya. So I really appreciate Dr. Mickey Kara for everything he did to so that I can get here, because the embassy didn't know this school, and I told them just to maybe to email them and call them. Even me coming to the airport, I was like there for like four hours. So they called the school and they said everything is okay, and I thank God I'm here. Just continue, keep praying, and everything will be well. Thank you.
Amen.
Good evening, church. Good evening. My name is Dylan Williams. I am from Nassau, Bahamas. I attend Liberty Baptist Church. I was saved at the age of 5 in the summer of 2004, in the month of August, after a vacation Bible school. I answered God's call to preach June 16, 2015 at our Hope Conference. I never wanted to stand in front of people and speak because I get nervous. And, you know, God just pressed upon my heart that this is what I want you to do. And my life verse is Revelation 4:11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power, for thou hast created all things for thy pleasure. They are and were created, and also Romans 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is just your reasonable service. The reason I like Landmark is because I look at the lives of the young people that came from my church, and I saw that their love and their passion and their drive for God. And my youth pastor, Ricardo Lees Jr., he would always say, there's a God-sized hole in every man that only a God-sized man can fill, and his name is Jesus Christ. And sometimes we look at our lives and we look for something to fill a void, but the answer is right here in our hands. We have the King James Bible that can fulfill that void, and we have sustainability in Christ Jesus. And I just like to ask the church to continue to pray for our freshmen, that none of us fall away from truth or just drift too far, that we cannot be reached, but we know that God's hand is reaching everywhere. So thank you.
Amen.
Good evening, church. My name is Rashad Thurston. I'm from Nassau, Bahamas. I come from the same church as Dylan and George, Liberty Baptist Church. I was saved at the age of 17. I thank God for saving me when he did. And what I like about Landmark Baptist Church is that it teaches you a lot about God. It teaches you good biblical standards to live your life by. And it also, it taught me a lot about God. You know, beforehand, I didn't know much about the Lord. I only know what he did for me, but coming here, I learned what I believe and why I believe it and why it's biblical. Before I was saved, I grew up in the culture whereas, you know, laying hands, speaking in tongues, I thought I needed to do all those things in order to know God personally. But after I learned from the Bible, you know, scripturally, what God requires of me, it took a lot of weight off me. And ever since then, I've been walking with the Lord, you know. And one thing I could say, I could testify to even those who aren't saved or they're walking far away from God, is that every day he gives you purpose, he gives you meaning. And I could attest to that because I can remember days where I would walk the road just, you know, I was just feeling useless, you know, like there's no purpose and meaning in life. And God has saved me from a lot of heartache. He saved me from a lot of pain. And yeah, I thank the Lord he saved me just from all the things that I could have been involved in, and he's shown me that. And I just want to thank the Lord again for what he's doing in my life and what he's about to do, and just being a good father to me and giving me direction and giving me opportunity and giving me chance after chance after chance after chance, even though I don't deserve it. So I just thank the Lord for that. And I thank the Lord also for Pastor Carter here, not only him, but Brother Parsons also, because they have a tremendous work ethic that I wish that I had. You know, as a young man, I want it fast, I want it easy, I want it now. But working now, I'm learning patience is really vital, and that with the right fruits of the Spirit, I could just attain that and serve God better, you know. So I'm learning something new every single day, and thank the Lord just for taking interest in me, someone who just not worth anything, but he gave his life for me.
Amen. Amen.
Hello. I'm Levi Lowther. I am from the state of West Virginia.
This is definitely the farthest away from home I've been, and there are no mountains here. You can't turn around anywhere in West Virginia without running into one. Now I can see about everywhere I look. It's so odd, but I'm very grateful to be here. I was saved at the age of 5. My father, he was in the Air Force for a while, and he was saved when he was a teenager. And then when he retired from the Air Force to serve the Lord, gave his life to the Lord. Myself, at the age of 5 years old, he took a King James Bible, New Testament, so on his New Testament, and he led me through the Romans Road, and I accepted Christ as my personal Savior, was baptized shortly after. I grew up in a good, godly home with a family who I was truly blessed and am truly blessed to have. It's by the grace of the Lord that I have such a wonderful family. I grew up under the ministry of Dr. Jeff Owens. Some of you here might know that name. In Martinsburg, West Virginia. My family attends now Warm Springs Baptist Church. It's a smaller church than I'm used to. The one I grew up in is a lot like this, and the man of God at the church I attend now, he's a great man of God. His name is Robert Burton, and I'm very grateful for him as well, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity to be here. I graduated high school over a year ago. I spent the last year working a job and not really doing much with my life for the Lord like I should have been. Got right with the Lord. My father strongly encouraged me to take up doing college courses. I tried some of the correspondence courses by Dr. Dennis Corll, Revival Fathers Baptist College. I hate to admit it, but I don't have enough character to stick with it. Doing them at home by myself wasn't too easy. But by the Lord's grace, he opened a door for me to be able to come here this year, and I am extremely grateful to be here. And I'm so very happy to be here under the ministry of Dr. Mickey Carter, a great man of God who I know for a fact that the Lord is doing a great work with. And I'm extremely thankful to be here under the teachings of such great men as Dr. Bradley and Dr. Pitts and Brother Perkins. God bless them. Wonderful men of God. I'm very grateful to be here, and I'm studying pastoral theology. I was called to preach under Dr. Owens at a teen conference when I was 14 years old. I appreciate all that the families of this church has done for me since I've been here. I've only been here a little over a month now, and I feel like I'm one of the family. Several of the families here have been so gracious as to open their homes on occasions to me, and have been just so wonderful as to accept me as if I'm one of them, and I very much feel like I am. They mentioned that they are giving out our photos to look at and pray for. I wouldn't recommend staring at mine too long if you favor your sight, but I would appreciate all the prayers that I can get. Amen. Thank you very much.
Amen. Amen.
Hi, my name is Blake Phillips. I'm from Landmark, but I used to go to a little church called Lakewood Park Baptist in Davenport, the Pasadena Haydom, and I was saved when I was 11. I remember him preaching a message on hell, and I ended up going down and asking the Lord to save me. But my life verse is Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. I like that verse because it tells me, you know, that while, even while we were yet a sinner, and no matter what we've done, God still loves us.
Amen.
And that he'll forgive us, you know. And you may be here tonight, and you may have done something in your life, or you may, you know, be in sin, but, you know, nobody's too far for God. And I just encourage you that you can get right tonight and stuff. But I just love Landmark here, and I'm grateful for the church and for the college and the ministries they have down there. And I enjoy it, and I learn a lot and stuff. And I just ask that you pray for us, college students, that we would continue to learn and to grow in the grace of God. And just thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Good evening. I'm Ryan Asawardi. I come from far away. I live down there. But I got saved when I was 6 years old. I was living in Georgia at the time, which is the promised land. My sister my sister led me to the Lord, and I'm so grateful for that. My family moved here about 3 years ago, and so I was in the youth group about 3 years with Brother Morton and them. I was in high school. I graduated from high school. Now I'm in the college, so I'm so glad to be here. Love y'all.
Amen.
Hello, my name is Josh St. Villas, and let's see.
I was born in Michigan, Detroit, and I came down here when I was about five, something like that. And then we didn't go to church, like we didn't find a new church, but a man named by Brother Hartwig, he came to my door and invited.
Amen. Amen. That's all right.
He invited me to church, and I got saved on a Roundup Sunday.
Maybe the Lord's letting Wally look down, huh?
And I just, I went to public school all my life, and I'm just thankful for the church for letting me come my 11th and 12th grade year, and to come to the Christian Day School. And I graduated from the Christian Day School, and I got saved. I got saved when I was 7 years old by a man named Brother Willis. And I graduated from Christian Day School, and I had a burden in my heart to be a missionary, because there's not a lot of people that that would go out there and do things, but there's people across the country that are raising money to come to America, so that, because we're on a mission field right now, so we need people to go out and reach souls and stuff. And I just thank for the church and Brother Pastor Carter, and what I like about Pastor Carter is that when he preaches, he doesn't care. Like, if you don't like it, he says the door's right there, and he keeps going, and he's been a faithful pastor, and there's not many pastors that last that long. He's been here for a long time, and then I just want to thank the church for prayers, and
for you that might not know, Brother Wally Hartwig was with us until just not long ago. The Lord called him to heaven, and Josh is some of the fruit of Brother Wally Hartwig, Mike Willis, their ministry with young people off the bus ministry and in the school, and Josh is a good example of that.
Hello, my name is Jeremiah Chamberlain. I'm from Clinton Baptist Church, and that's in Clinton, Maine. I got saved when I was about 4 or 5. I was laying on my bed, and I was just thinking about if I died right now, I would go to hell. And that kind of scared me, so I knew through the training of my parents, I had a Christian family, and they trained me in the things of God, and I learned about that. And I learned that if I asked Jesus to come into my heart and that I was a sinner, confess that I was a sinner, that I would get saved. So I called my dad down, and he prayed with me, and that night I got saved. A couple of years ago, I came and visited Landmark, and I spent the night in the dorms and went to some of the classes. And after that, my parents picked me up, and we were driving back to Maine. And they asked me if I could see myself coming here. And I said I had peace about it, and I just felt really at home here. And so I said, yeah, I could see myself coming here. So I prayed about it, and I ended up coming here. So, and the thing that I really like about Landmark is just the preaching is great. The classes is just pretty much preaching with a test on it. That's good. Except for English. But yeah, I was homeschooled my whole life. I went through the ACE program. And kind of the last couple of years of my high school, we learned about Landmark, their homeschool curriculum. So I took a couple courses on there. And that's actually how my family heard about Landmark. And that's where Becca heard about it. So she came here too. And yeah, just thank you.
All right, amen.
Hello, everyone. My name is Adam Markowski, and I am actually from New York. We moved down here last August, actually. We're from Flatbrook Baptist Church, and it's just ever since we've been here, it's been a huge blessing to me to be at this church. Just all the people we've gotten to meet, all the souls that have been led to the Lord since we've been here, it's just been a huge blessing. I was saved at the age of 5 years old. It was on family night devotions. I think if I remember correctly, it was a Thursday night in September. And my dad was preaching on, he was doing a little message on hell. And it really scared me. And it was like, I did not want to go there. I went to my dad and I was like, Dad, can you tell me how I don't have to go to hell? Because I did not want to go there. And something that I've only told a few people is that actually the night before I got saved, I had a dream that the rapture happened and I was the only one left. And so that kind of also led me that night to ask my dad about that, because I did not want that to happen. But thank you, church, for all the prayers. And just, it's been a huge blessing since we've been here.
Amen. All right.
I was told I was supposed to come up here, so hopefully I wasn't lied to. Hi, church family. Everybody knows me, Nico. I've been coming here for 2 years now. I'm still a freshman, surprise. I'm very stubborn. I'm very stubborn. Last year, I think I went to maybe two classes that I actually passed. This year, Landmark has just been so awesome, you know, with Brother Parsons and some of the other staff. My favorite staff in particular is Pastor Carter. I actually enjoy sitting in his class. You know, I'll skip some classes here and there or every other day. But I'll be in pastor's class, and it's just the wisdom you get from a man like that is just so awesome. And I don't know what is it, but subconsciously, I've been grabbing my Spanish Bible for the last 2 months now. So I feel that God is leading me to be a Spanish pastor. So with your help, I asked Hector for Spanish speaking sentence structures to make it so I can regain strength in my structure and sentences, and he still hasn't brought me my book yet. So if you see him along and I'm still here and not out of trouble and still in pastor's class, maybe you should nudge Hector so I can do the will for my life that God has given me.
Amen.
Hi, everyone. My name is Caitlin. I'm from Alabama. I'm 19 years old. I got saved in a Baptist church when I was young. And no one knows this, but I actually got reassurance of my salvation here at college. And yeah, that's my first time saying that to anybody. And I'm not sure what to do next, but yeah, that's out there now. Okay, so the reason I'm here at Landmark is because I was going to a secular community college last year, and I thought I wanted to go into the medical field, and then I had to deal with blood, and I was like, no, I don't want to do this anymore. So my mind quickly changed, and I was really upset because my family thought that I was going to be a nurse, and I didn't want to tell them that, no, I don't want to do this anymore, because they don't think that, well, they used to think that ministry wasn't like something that you could survive off of. But I was just like, I have faith that God is going to take care of me. So I was leaving school one day after I had given, I was in a speech class, and they said we could give a speech, a persuasive speech about anything. So I just presented the gospel to my speech class. And then afterwards, I was driving home, and I was really upset and crying because I didn't know what God wanted me to do. And so I was like, God, please show me your will. I actually prayed specifically. I said, God, show me what you want me to do and make it so clear that I can't miss it. And so this RV got into the turning lane next to me, and it had Landmark on the back in capital letters. And I was like, I didn't know that God sent RVs, but I'm thankful he sent one my way. But I actually found out about the college through Doug and Kim McCormick's church. Some of you may know them. That is the only good independent fundamental Baptist church I've ever been to. And I had to drive, I was only able to go on Sunday nights because I lived 2 hours away. So I would have to, I couldn't drive there because it was so far. So I had to get a ride from someone and go 2 hours to their church on Sunday nights. And it was a blessing. And now I'm here. And the thing I love the most about Landmark is how we stand strong in our standards and we stand strong in our doctrine, and I love being a member here and serving in the ministries, and thank you for welcoming me here.
Amen. Amen.
Hi, I'm Leah Markowski, and I'm from Haines City, Florida, and from Landmark Baptist Church. And I got saved, well, I made a profession of faith when I was 3 years old, and I remember and everything, but, you know, I doubted my salvation for a very, 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 very long time. And then finally in January of this year, I couldn't take it any longer, and I've, you know, prayed, you know, I prayed the prayer a lot, you know, all that, just to make sure I was saved. But I decided to just kneel on the side of my bed, and I was like, I'm gonna just pray as if I've never prayed before. And so regardless of whenever I got saved, I know that I'm saved now. And I got called to be a missionary when I was 13, and I surrendered to that calling when I was 13, and I prayed for a while, you know, with what the Lord wanted me to do and everything for college, and I had a couple other ideas on my mind, but I started to actually fast and pray about it last year with my family, and I really felt the Lord leading me to come here to Landmark. And so, I mean, honestly, really the thing that I love most about being here is that I know that I'm in God's will. And of course, I love the stand that my pastor and the staff here have on the Word of God, but I just, you know, I'm grateful to be in the Lord's will, and I thank you, well, you know, church, for all that you do, and I'm very grateful for, you know, the Parsons and all the staff at the college, and for Pastor, and how much they invest in us, and so, yeah, God is good.
Amen.
Hi, I'm Hannah. I'm from Gainesville, North Gainesville Baptist Church in Gainesville, Florida. I grew up in church my whole life, and I said a prayer when I was 6, but, you know, everyone always said I was saved, so I believed it, and I just went with it, and I was like, yeah, I'm saved. But as I got older, I started feeling convicted about it, that I wasn't really saved. So when I was 11, I was convicted about it, and I just kind of argued back and forth, like, yes, I am saved, but really I wasn't. And so February 8th, 2012, I got saved, and Amen. I'm here now. Yeah.
Amen.
Hi, I'm Laura Unruh. I'm from Zion, Illinois. If you don't know where that is, it's an hour up north from Chicago. Let's see. I grew up, for the first 5 years of my life, I grew up in Japan because my dad was in the Navy and my mom is from the Philippines, so I'm Filipino and American, so it's hard for me to understand a little. But the Lord has worked miraculously in my life because ever since I was little, I loved the Lord. The desire to serve the Lord was in my heart. And so growing up with lots of friends who wanted to go away from the church, it made it hard for me to serve God. At this conference called Teen Spect, I decided to stand up for what God wanted me to do and not be ashamed of it. And so now I can gladly say that I'm not ashamed to serve God. No matter where you put me, I'll still stand for God. And the Lord has called me in the ministry, but I still don't know what he wants me to do. So right now I'm doing education because I want to help my church back home in the school, since we only have 2 teachers now. And so I was there last year. I graduated 2016. And after I graduated, I decided to help my pastor's wife in the church ministry. So I became a Sunday school teacher. I became a nursery worker. I became my pastor's wife assistant and a lot of things, so I know a lot of ministry work. But going to Landmark, since it has more ministries, made the view that God gave me wider. So now I am in the bus ministry, and it's such a blessing to be in a bus ministry because I've never been in a bus full of loud kids. And but it's been a blessing, and I got saved because I was doubting my salvation. I got saved November 18, 2011, at the side of my bed at midnight, and I got baptized 2 days after. But yeah, the thing I love about Landmark is that Landmark has a stand. It's separated from other churches. It's not like the world's church. It's not contemporary. It has a biblical view, and I love the heart of our pastor. Thank you.
All right, amen. Okay.
Hi, I'm Chantel Mendez. I'm from Kaneohe, Hawaii. And everything that I just prepared to say, I just forgot. So, okay. Because there's so much that has happened to me in my life. Okay, let's start. Okay, I was saved in a VBS. I don't know if you guys know what that is. Vacation Bible School. And I was like 7 or 8. But at that point, I struggled with, I was bullied in school, so I felt like less of a person, because I was literally the only person that everybody just hated for no reason. So I thought that I wasn't, like I was a mistake, I was some kind of, God just, oh, here you go, an extra person. But after I was saved, I still struggled with that. I was bullied all the way from elementary school to high school, and I struggled with like on and off depression. But God has always been there for me as like a best friend. I still have some social problems, but God's still there. It's comforting to know that He's still there, and he sees me as a person. And yeah, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Amen.
My name is Damietta, and I've been a member here at Landmark for about a year and a half, so kind of from here. I got saved at a Vacation Bible School at my church in Kentucky, where I grew up, and I haven't really had any doubts of my salvation, and praise the Lord, I know where I'm going. Landmark, I haven't been going to Landmark my whole life, but Landmark has been a big part of my life. When I was little, on and off through my life, we used the curriculum. So that's been a big blessing. And then I was a camper at Camp Glory for 5 years, and I can't count how many times I've had some major decisions there. So it's been a huge blessing in my life. Landmark is just, it's been a huge blessing. When I talked about coming to the college, my sister came before me. You guys probably know Angelia. She's here still, up there somewhere. When my first thought of coming to college, and I was like, I wasn't going to come here. I'm like, I don't want to come here. But the Lord had a different plan in mind, and I'm here for kind of like a biblical foundation for my life. So I'm just for a short time, but I'm feeling like the Lord's really working with my life. So.
All right, amen.
Good evening, church. My name is Renee Roberts. I'm from Landmark Baptist Church in Haines City. I don't know if you've heard of it. I've been here my whole life, so I guess my salvation testimony I made a couple professions of faith when I was younger, and growing up around, well, in a Christian home and being a third generation Christian, being around all my friends that were saved, I guess we were all saved and we all did what was right, that looked right on the outside, but we were just going through the motions. And that was my personal testimony. I just went through the motions my whole life, and I had so much church and Bible and godly parents and home and everything around me, and I just kept that all to myself and never did anything with it. But when I was 12 years old, God started working in my heart. I went to this play called Eternity at Northridge, and it was a very realistic kind of play. It was just different scenarios of people's lives, and they died, and some of them went to heaven, and some of them went to hell, and it was very realistic, and it really kind of just woke me up, and God kind of just turned a light on in me, and I realized that I had this precious gift, and there are people around me dying every day and going to hell, and I just kept it all to myself. So that's when I got reassurance of my salvation and really just dedicated my life to the Lord. That was shortly after April 20th, 2011. I was 12 years old and I got saved, reassurance of my salvation. And God used that to kind of work in my heart for the mission field. And that's where God's laid my heart. My heart is on the mission field, and that's why I'm here. There's no place that I could, anywhere else that I could think of that I would want to be, to prepare to be a missionary. And I guess just something that I really like about the classes is that there's so much wisdom around us we can glean from the classes. And in school, yeah, there's wisdom and all, but it's more just like, you know, math and science and English. But here it's like Jeremiah said, it's like preaching with a test. And it's just a blessing to be here in the college, seeing the support from the church when I was younger in school and in the Bible club and everything, and then the church always supported the teen group, and I'm in the college and the church is still supporting us, and you guys are such an amazing church family, and Pastor, I'm just so thankful for his stand on the Bible and for how much he means to me being my pastor, and I'm so proud to say that you go out soul winning, and some people will answer the door and be like, oh yeah, Mickey Carter, I went to school with him, or he's still there, you know, just everybody in Haines. just everybody in Haines City knows Pastor, and even, you know, some people will, you know, be super proud of him, or some people have rude things to say, but I'm proud of him either way, and I'm just so thankful that he's my pastor, and I'm so thankful to be here, and yeah, that's it.
All right, amen.
Okay. Good evening, church, and my name is Gumbleenburn, but some people here have to pronounce my name, so just call me Kim. And I don't know why my name had to pronounce like that. I'm a member at Landmark Church at Cambodia, and I'm not born in Christian families. I just got saved at 2013, but during 2014, I walked in the wrong way. I just born in Christ again at 2016. And I really thank God that I can be here, and God, he prepared my life very well. And I also thank you for Dr. Terry Donahoe and his wife that they try hard for me, and I also thank you.
Amen. In fact, Brother Donna, you back there is back there right now with a pastor and his wife from Cambodia that I think they just got in somewhere back there. There you are. Okay. Amen. Good to have y'all tonight. Appreciate you being with us. We'll hear from them maybe some other time, but we did see them just a minute before the service. Is that everybody, Brother Parsons, that you had sitting up here? Nobody's hid. Everybody got the job done. That was a good job, wasn't it? Yeah. Now, choir, I know we went a little bit over, but it was worth it. It was a blessing. I really got a blessing out of it tonight. And we appreciate these young folks that God has directed our way. And folks, don't take that lightly. We have a great responsibility to do the job after God has sent them to us. Amen?
Amen.
And we're very proud of them and the opportunity to have a part in their lives. If the Lord doesn't come soon, time will move on, and the ministries that's represented right here tonight with these young folks will one day show up. Many of them already have been doing that. We've seen that in our circle for a long time. We praise the Lord for it. Let's stand. We'll be dismissed in prayer. Brother Hector, you want choir practice. Got to get ready for Sunday, folks. So choir, as soon as we dismiss in prayer, I want you to come right on up. Let's get ready for Sunday, all right? Father, we thank you for what we've heard and felt. Ask your blessing on these young people. Lord, you did direct them our way. Help us to do the part now that's ours. Bless the college staff, the Parsons, and all the workers. And help these young people, Father, to grow in you and to get a peace about what you're going to use them for and how you're going to use them. May you bless us now as a church, Lord, as we not only see what we do in this building, but the ministries like the college, how good you've been to let us have a part that reaches around the world. Thank you again for the testimonies and speaking to our hearts through them tonight. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen. Well, that was good.